Today's episode of the Just Keep Swimming podcast is brought to you by Audible. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast service offering over 10,000 books and the ability to listen to your favorite podcasts, including the Just Keep Swimming podcast. I personally use Audible all the time and suggest you take a listen to Intentional Living by John C. Maxwell. In this book, Mr. Maxwell shares his story on how he was able to live a noble and purposeful life and gives you tips and tricks so you can do the same. So please start your 30-day free trial now at www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast, all lowercase. Again, that is www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast. And if you have any more questions or concerns for the Just Keep Swimming podcast, you're always welcome to reach out to us on Facebook or at Instagram at JustKeepSwimming_podcast, or you can email us at JKSpodcast702@gmail.com. And with that out the way, let's dive into it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming podcast. This is your friend, your boy, your host, Mr. Adrian Jackson, and we back at it again with another great episode for you. And you already know who's with me. It's the man, the myth, the legend. It's Mr.
Umtuah,
a.k.a. Mr. 1-3, back in the building as always, dropping hot beats for the city. Make sure you guys check out his projects as normal. So today's, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to have a quick talk about stopping the cap, a.k.a. you ain't got a lot to kick in, my higga. But, you know, the reason we kind of brought this topic up is we feel that there are a lot of people in life that just live this fake facade, and they act like they're better or they're not who they actually are. And, you know, we all see this definitely with social media, with the world we have nowadays. You know, it's so many people out there just pretending to be somebody to look so a certain way in front of other people. And nobody wants to be authentic and be their authentic self. And I think that is one of the biggest problems we have in life right now, with everybody trying to fake everything. Everybody always trying to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody wants to look as good as the Kardashian. They want to be ball player money and do ball player things. But at the end of the day, if you don't have ball player money, why are you trying to take ball player trips? Because all you're doing right now is shooting yourself in the foot, because you're trying to live a life that you can't really live. You know, you're trying to be somebody that you really aren't. And I feel that we really have to learn to get back to the truth of who we are. And that's actually been my journey for this year. If you guys listened to me earlier, you know my word of the year is alignment. And the best way to get aligned is to find the truth of who you are. So, you know, I ask you guys, what is your truth? Who are you really? You know, are you actually a rapper? You know, do you actually got bars, or are you pretending to be something just so you can get some type of clout, some type of name, some type of quote unquote money or fame bars? yeah, you heard that. But yeah, you know, let's not be the facade and act like we're not who we are. You know, one thing that I do, which people hate that I do, but I have to do it because that's who I am naturally, is apologize. Some people say I apologize too much. I say sorry too much. I don't say sorry no more. I say I apologize too much. I apologize for things that may be my fault, that maybe aren't my fault. But at the end of the day, I apologize not to make you feel better, but because I felt like I took responsibility in this part somehow, some way, shape or form. So it's only right for me to apologize and step up for what I did, you know? And some people, they don't have the ability to do things like that. They just 100% take it, hold it, and be like, oh, we're going to move on and run off with like nothing happened. And I understand if you're not that type of person to apologize, don't be the type of person to apologize, because some people, your apology is fake because you're not an apologizer. You're trying to, you know, do this whole woe is me, bow down to the Lord. And it's like, that's not you. You know what I'm saying? Like, be who you are. Hold your power the way you do. I am one that if I have something to say, I'm going to say it. You know, I'm not good at hiding stuff in my face. You know, if you say something to me, I'm going to show you right with my face. I can probably try to play it off, But at the end of the day, what's the point of playing it off if you already seen it, you know? So it's like, I'm just going to be truth, speak the truth, do my truth. What is true for me, you know? So other things, what is true for me? Well, for Adrian is not a rapper. So Adrian will never try to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Adrian is not a drawer. So Adrian will never try to be a drawer. I'll do some sketches for myself. But to say, though, this is art, I can't do that. I'm not the Hendrick Bros to say that this is some art worth selling, because that wouldn't be true to me. That right there would be a lie to me. You know, Adrian likes to be a gamer. Adrian likes to play video games sometimes. Adrian doesn't like to go to the clubs. So if Adrian's forcing himself to go to the club, that's not true to him. He's hurting himself doing that. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to fit in. He's trying to look good for somebody else. You know, yes, I want to support people sometimes, and support factor is there, but I don't have to support them by going, getting loaded and staying there all night long until they feel that I did what I was supposed to do. You know, until I feel that they saw me the way I want them to see me. No, I'm going to let them see me the way that I want to be seen for who I am. Prime example, when I go to family functions, my family sometimes hate it, but I'll get out of there when I'm ready to go. You know, that's why I drive my own car. I'm not about to sit here and do the whole facade of, oh, I'm going to sit here and love you guys. Even if we got nothing to say, we're going to sit here. And if Adrian's ready to go, Adrian's going to get gone and Adrian's going to be himself. You know, if Adrian goes somewhere and there's games available, Adrian's gonna hop on a game, because that's Adrian's natural aspect. Like, I want to play a game. A game sounds fun right now. Let's do it, you know. But that's me being true to myself, you know. So what it is, what do you have to do to be true to yourself? Or what are you lying to yourself about? That's another big question right there. Like, are you lying to yourself saying you are this way when you aren't this way? Because if you are, yes, I understand you want to try to change yourself and become this new being. But at the same time, if you're going against your design so much, it's not going to hurt. It's not going to help you. It's only going to harm you. You know, so you have to really learn to just be yourself and be you. Be you. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself saying, oh, I'm 150 pounds when you're 300 pounds. Like, be real. Be true. You know, be true, because that truth is going to set you free. And that's going to be the first true step that's going to help you start to lose that weight when you actually admit, I'm fat and I need to lose some weight. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's probably a harsh way to say it, but you have to keep it real, you know? So one of the Stoic things I just read a few moments ago, they were talking about hair and makeup. And they talk about, you know, people will say, oh, my hair is naturally this way. But it took you an hour to get your hair naturally that way. Is that real? Is that the truth? You know, that has to be a lie, obviously, because it's not natural if you ain't wake up that way. Tease Mac hair is naturally curly. He wakes up, his thing just poof, perfect fro. If I ever had curls, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, that's a lie. That is not my hair. I put grease, I put conditioner, I put kits in my hair to make my hair look that way. But you know how it's a lie? Because once I wet it, it's gonna turn right back to nappy, scrunchy, terrible black Indian hair, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, why live the lie and try to make my hair look a certain way when I look good in a natural fade anyway? You know, live my truth. My waves pop. So I'm gonna push my waves, you feel me? So yeah, hope that stuck with you guys. And I'm about to pass the microphone to Mr. 1-3, and you already know he's gonna drop something a little more valuable for you guys. So Mr. 1-3, go ahead and step up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been a minute for hopping on a message. But yeah, to kind of piggyback off of what Adrian was saying, just being truthful. One of the things that kind of sparked this idea for this episode was, you know, not lying and being upfront with how things are. Like, I get a lot of compliments for this watch that I wear. It was like, oh, yeah, no, that looks like thousands of dollars, or blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I really like that. I'll take the compliment, but I'm not going to sit here and take exploded view of what it actually is. Yeah, the facade. Yeah, I'm not going to let them think it's $1,000. Like, no, this was $47 that I got at Macy's on a sale day one day. Like, yeah, thank you. It looks good. I think it looks great, too. I fucking love this watch, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I had to drop a couple bands for that, blah, blah, blah. It's not truthful. I hate taking compliments that aren't based in fact. I'll say thank you and I'll correct them. There's no point, because then I'm going to have to uphold this facade that, you know, one day, if let's say that person comes around and, you know, yeah, man, I really like that $1,000 watch around my family, which they were there when I bought the watch. And it's like, boy, you know that was not over 50 bucks. So I'm like, I don't see the point of putting myself in a position to where, you know, the truth comes out in an unfavorable manner. As a kid, I used to lie about grades and doing homework, especially in high school, and the amount of stress and things like that, that probably gives me, that's part of the reason why I have so much anxiety today, to just make sure that, like, I'm not doing or saying anything wrong. I don't have the capacity to, or the want to lie and keep up a facade that I know isn't true. And honestly, I just think if you get caught in a lie, that's just, you look dumb at that point. Why would you want to look dumb? Why not just be authentic for the front of it and find that tribe that really accepts you for you? If you're lying, you're not you. If you're telling the truth, that's you. That's no, you know your truth. And yeah, we evolve and change and things like that. And, you know, you don't have to explain the things that you change into. You were living your truth back then, and now you're living your truth now. That those things were different. But if you're holding up a facade that was never true, then that's a whole lot to remember throughout your life. And at some point, you know, as God says, the truth will be revealed. So I just wanted to tell you, like, hey, might as well be upfront and be true and faithful to yourself, so you can actually find the people that kindle to you. And actually love you for you, and you love you for yourself. But yeah, that's all I gotta say right now.
Yes, and I'm gonna piggyback off of that as well, and then we're gonna wrap it up. But, you know, I love that statement of, you know, you're lying in one spot and the truth's gonna come out another spot. So I remember this one, it wasn't a story, but it was more of like a question they asked you. So they were like, if you're rowdy around your coworkers, gentle around your family, but, you know, outspoken around your friends, when they all are in one room together, who are you? Which one are you going to be? Because if you're this way, your family's going to be like, dang, she'll never act like that. If you're this way in front of your coworkers, they're going to be like, she'll never act like that in front of us. Why is she doing this? And that right there is something that you can't keep up with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that right there would turn you crazy. And the truth will set you free in a good way or a bad way. It's going to set you free. So it's like, you might as well just keep it 100 right now and stop the facade. Because back to his watch example, if he was starting the facade of saying, oh, this watch is $1,000 and this chain is $2,000, blah, blah. You know what that does? That gets you robbed. You know what I'm saying? That makes you a target for no reason. You're a target now because you wanted to lie. And then now these people in your house, even more mad because they robbed you with no money. So it's like, you did this facade and you just hurt yourself. You set yourself up for failure. You know, that's like the equivalent of, you guys always seen the post when you lie on the job resume, you get the job, and then they looking so lost. And it's like, yeah, you about to be fired in a few months. And you know what? It's going to come back and affect you even more, because now the job is going to say this person lied in their resume, and that's going to stick with you. Anytime somebody calls that job and say, hey, what about this person that worked with you? Well, he lied on his resume. Oh, he's a liar. I can't mess with him no more. So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, my mindset is tell the truth. Truth, truth, nothing but the truth. The truth will set you free. You know, they say Jesus is truth. God is love. So we have to really just focus on the truth. Let the truths come out. And as you already know, you see this world right now. What is going on with all these famous artists right now? The truth is coming out. And we're starting to see what is really going on behind the scenes in this music game. And it is nasty, literally nasty. So it's like the truth, but it's setting them free, because now, look, a lot of these people, they can finally tell their stories, and actually you can actually understand where they're coming from, where all this pain comes from, because now they can finally tell the truth. So yeah, that's my mindset for you guys today. Let's stop the facade. You know, you ain't got a lot to kick it. Ooh, why are you lying? Yeah, they're gonna be singing that song to you. So don't worry about it. Let's just say the truth. You can always start with the truth. The truth starts right now, right today. Let's start off by telling yourself the truth right now. One truth is you're amazing. You're a child of God. You're here for a reason. That's the truth. So let's run with that truth. No more beating yourself up with some negative lies. Let's focus on the truth. And let's just keep focus on new truth every single day. And then one day you're going to be living that life in integrity, where everything you say is just so truthful and so powerful. People are going to just vibrate to you. The tribe that is meant for you, they gonna want the truth. They don't care about the lie and the facade, because you can't keep up with that tribe. That tribe gonna burn you out.
They want you for you.
They want you for you. They want you for you. So, yeah, with that being said, go be you. be you. Let's start telling the truth. Let's stop the facade and let's be who we're supposed to be in this world. And let's continue walks with our heads up high. And yeah, let's walk in honor, integrity. Yes, a man of honor, a man of integrity. That's one of my goals for sure. Alignment. The truth will get you aligned. But yes, with all that being said, I hope this message hits for you guys. If you out there lying, go ahead and go tell the truth. Get that out the way. Hope you guys had a wonderful day, a marvelous evening, a splendid afternoon. And remember to just keep psych. We're coming back.
You're...
Oh, remember
oh,
to just
no keep. Keep okay, oh, okay.
I thought
okay.
you were going to say something.
I thought you.
I and remember to just keep swimming.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
I thought you was going to say. But, yo, I thought like you restarted. You was like, hold up.